Hello, this is Mol speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is actually still the 20th of December 2018, but I'm doing a little bit of tomorrow's podcast now because I don't know when I'll have the next opportunity. I'm just walking up this lovely little street. It really is blowy again. I hope you can hear me. I've got both my hands full, so I can't protect it very easily. But these houses are very old. Some of them have their roots in the 17th century. I'm just coming up to the Red Lion pub, which is adjacent to a little small vacant space, and that space had a house in it that belonged to a man, a monster actually, called Matthew Hopkins, who was a witch hunter. And I'm just walking past the green, which is a triangle of green. There's one tree on it, and there were three, and it was from the trees on this green that the witches were hung. Matthew Hopkins was responsible for about 300 deaths of women. And I'm glad to see that there's someone who is pushing for a commemoration of those women. So it's odd, you know, this very pretty little spot with quite a dark past. I think I'm going to come back here later. There's a bench at the top of it, and just really have a little commemoration there. Really aware of the extended past here of I guess of a long European past, well, an English past. Rather than the sort of colonial past that is 200 years old in Tasmania, and it sort of feels as if it began with the convicts and that invasion of a place that belonged to the indigenous people. But it's almost as if the white history of that place began in the early 19th century, when in fact, of course, the people who came then, the soldiers and the convicts, were all part of an old culture somewhere else, a pre-culture somewhere else. And sometimes we just behave in Australia as if all culture began in the early 19th century, as if there had not been anyone living in Australia before, and as if the people who came, although they'd had a convict past, that they hadn't had a generational past. Hello. I really had a lovely long walk, and I stopped for a cup of coffee and to do a bit of writing. But the cafe where I was so full that I was sitting at a shared table, and I had a really interesting discussion with a chap who'd come to the cafe whilst his car was being fixed. I think I've just come the wrong way. I have. I'll just go back again. And so that I was there for longer than I'd intended, and I certainly didn't do any writing or uploading or well, I was going to say the best laid plans. Actually, the best laid plans are broken by things that happen that are more interesting than what you were planning to do. These streets have flat-laid bricks at either side in the gutters, for the gutters, and they're not ordinary bricks at all. They have a blue sheen, and when I say a blue sheen, I really mean quite often a really bright blue, so that when the sun hits them at a certain angle, you get this lovely reflection of the sky. I mean, it's not, but the stones, the bricks really are that blue, have that blue glaze. So it's not a reflection of the sky, but it feels like it. I'm walking down a little street at the moment, which the houses are so tiny. Again, sort of doors. Made for people my size. Not quite the really tiny ones from where I was last week, where it was for people who were even smaller than me. Am I on the right road now? Yes, I must be. I remember years ago when my sister first moved here, their washing machine had broken down, and I said I'd take the laundry down to the laundromat and her two children. She had done something to her neck and was really feeling unwell. And we had this rather ancient pushchair that was a bit minimal, and going down I was able to put one child in the pusher and the other one could sort of stand between me and the push, and I had the washing on my back, and it was fine. We went down and I did the washing, but they both fell asleep whilst we were down there, and coming back I had the one who was balancing between me and the back of the push chair. I had to sort of shuffle my way up this hill to get home because she was asleep standing up. And so I should really remember this path very, very well. It really is the 21st now, and just everywhere I look looks like a gravillous woodcut. Woodcut? What sort of prints did he do? Paintings? Just... I'm sorry, this is very, very interrupted. I've just been on a lovely walk with my brother-in-law, and we had to look at a couple of other witch-related sites, and now. I'm just walking back home. It was quite a longish walk. Well, it was just a little bit longer than yesterday's. So I'm taking my time coming home. It's about 3:30 and the light is leaving. It really feels like dusk. But I'm coming past the same green that I was started this podcast at. The pub, established 1605, and the green. When I was mentioning 300 witches, or 300 women who were persecuted as and killed as witches, that was how many that man was responsible for, not how many were hanged here. I think there are only four who were hanged here, only four too many, but there were a number of others from here who were hanged or died under torture in Colchester. The sky's a lovely muted colour, pale green blues and grey from where I'm sitting, but out of the side of my where I'm sitting now, on the green, on the bench that I mentioned earlier in the podcast, which was yesterday. The bench is not commemorating the women. It's commemorating a different woman. It was put here for Queen Elizabeth II's coronation. I wonder how she would feel, or she feels, about sitting on this spot. Things are getting quite busy in the household I'm staying. One of them has a birthday tomorrow, and there's a lot of build-up to it, and everyone's sort of engaged in different aspects of it. And then, of course, Christmas will come hot on its heels. The remaining tree of the three trees that were here is full of mistletoe. But otherwise it looks rather dead. I know that I forgot to bring a key with me to get back in, but my other niece may be there to let me in. Not that it matters, I can just do another round or come back and sit on the bench. I think I'm going to spend a little time just in my room, getting in touch with myself. I've been keeping an illustrated sort of journal, not a journal really, but sort of illustrated and text, a bit of text around little episodes over the last few weeks. And I've noticed that I just haven't really had the time to do that. So I'd like to do that. And then also, people I really want to thank and respond to on who've been in touch with me. One of the things with walking like this, I feel it's really good to be walking and alternating that with putting my foot up, and I discovered a really great way of I've just come up the wrong way, it was exactly the same way I did last time. I've created this rather good way of working on the bed. The bed's a futon, so it's fairly firm, and there's a lovely waste paper basket, sort of quite a firm one, which I can invert and balance on this bed and put my iPad on top and my keyboard on my knees. Oh gosh, you know what? I've just seen some beautiful berries, and I know the niece who may or may not be at home is making a wreath, but it is so much in someone's garden, I don't think I can really do much about it, but I might tell her that they are here. I do hope that you've had a good day today, or will have a good day if it's coming up for you, that you can engage with whatever's most important to you right now, that you can get the quiet time you need and the company you need as well. I hope that you've had time to breathe in the external air, to engage a bit with the natural world. And that you can be your true self in whatever circumstances you find yourself. Thank you very, very much for listening again today as we near the day. And thank you too for your comments, and apologies to many of you I should have been in touch with. And I look forward to talking to you again soon, but I'm not really sure when. I think tomorrow is going to be very full on with people around all the time. We'll see. So until the next time, stay well and keep doing what's most important to you.